Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. I'm going to throw in this little audio clip right before the main video. I just found another article about Phil Collins, and apparently, I caught this after I did the original video. Apparently, Phil Collins' ex has a new husband, and it's her and her new husband that are in the house, and they don't want to leave, and she's apparently basically changed the locks and hired bodyguards to guard the property, and they refuse to leave. So I've got another article I'm going to link down below in the notes if you want to read about that. So I've got a little bit more for the story for you that was just updated. So check it out if you are so interested. And back to me and the main video. Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk about why you never, ever, ever start dating an ex again. Now, can you go be friends with them? Yes, I think you can be friends with them if you handle it properly. Maybe you shouldn't, but you can. It's not against the rules. You might be able to do okay if you are now emotion-free. If there's any sort of pain or any sort of I miss her, I wish, can't be friends. But if you're over that, truly over it, I think you can be friends. Can you be friends with benefits? I think you can, as long as you keep the emotions out of it. Now, this is for guys. For ladies, I'm not a lady, so I don't know, but usually women tend to get emotional when they have a long-term singular partner. But Phil shows us why you don't, number one, date an ex, and number two, you certainly don't go back and date your ex-wife. Not only did she take him once, she's swinging around a second lap to take even more from him. So let's get in record and we'll talk about this. And then we'll talk a little bit more about why you don't go back to an ex. So, she's not such an easy lover. Oriane Sevy is the wife Phil Collins paid £25 million. I think that's like $45 million US dollars before they got back together. So he paid $25 million in divorce. And then he said, let's get back together. Now, do you think she handed that check back to him? Simon says, no. Of course she didn't. She kept that. So basically, he gave her a $25 million gift. And now it's all over again. And he's trying to evict her from their Miami mansion. So not only did they get back together, not only did he let her start staying at his Miami mansion, but now she won't leave. This is why, number one, you never date an ex. And rule number two for tonight, you never put your D in crazy. Just don't do it. Now, he ended up having kids with her, too, which blows me away. But here's the thing, and we'll get reading on this, but before you see a picture of Phil, and because if you haven't seen Phil in a while, he's got some medical problems. He's got type 2 diabetes. He injured one of his vertebrae during a performance. Now he has a hard time walking. So I think Phil is afraid of being alone. I think Phil is afraid of like having no one, and she's the best he maybe feels he can get at this point. You know, a lot of you guys say, yeah, but what about when you get married and you get older and no one wants to, you know, leave this earth alone? Maybe Phil's feeling some of that, so he's trying to keep her around. But the truth is, she's not going to hang around for that. She's already bailed on him. So their reunion was a love story, which, to borrow a phrase, was against all odds. Even their kids were stunned when Phil Collins and Oriane Sevy announced in late 2015 they were going to give their romance another go. Now, here's the thing. If the kids are like, Dad, if they're shocked you get back together, not a good idea. The couple had divorced in 2008, so here we are 12 years later, at a cost of £25 million pound to Collins, a record amount at that time. He then slumped into the post-split binge drinking sessions, which proved almost fatal. Oriane went on to marry again, but as soon as that marriage ended, she and Collins were reunited. So I guess she monkey branched, right? She left him, went for another guy. She went straight on to marry again, so that way she can get the divorce check from that guy. And then she talked to Phil, and Phil's like, yeah, all right, I guess so. And she's like, cool, I got my third check if anything doesn't go my way. There was even talk that Collins, then a frail figure who walked with a stick since he dislocated vertebrae in his neck while performing in the Genesis reunion tour in 2007, might go so far as to remarry the bling-loving Swiss glamour puss, 23 years his junior. So obviously she's bling-loving if she goes from wallet to, I'm sorry, man to man. I mean, she instantly found this other guy. Now, here's the thing, right? Because you look at her and you're like, oof, like she's had some work done and it didn't work. But, you know, Phil, other than his wallet, Phil's not much of a catch either anymore. He's not performing. He's frail health. He suffers from a lot of health problems. And they go on to explain a little bit here further on that she's still out doing the nightlife. Like, he goes to bed at 9:30, and she doesn't sometimes come in until 1 or 2 a.m. So I wonder, if, you know, she's out maybe hanging out with other guys. She purred that she already thought of them as married in any case. So she still thought of them as married, even though they were broken up, maybe because she was still enjoying his money. I now call Phil my husband again, she says. Uh-oh. Guess what? We've talked about this, that if you're calling each other these names and you're living together for a little while, even though there's no official marriage, she can still claim they cohabitated and we called each other, you know, husband and wife and this, that, and the other thing. Before you know it, time to pay up, Phil, for round number two. This is what happens when you don't learn. However, it emerged their romance has yet again collapsed. Shocking. Acrimoniously. Oriane, 46. She is... Okay, guys. Look, I know some of you tease me and say I don't look younger than my age. Some of you say I look older than my age. Guys, she's 2 years younger than I am. She's 2 years... I just had a birthday. I'm 48. She's 2 years younger than I am. Like, she's... I would not even touch that. Ever. On a dare. For money. An effervescent presence on the Miami social scene, Oriane 46, an effervescent presence on the Miami social scene, all diamonds, handbags, and designer labels. Oh, well, that's exactly the kind of woman you want to go back to, is living at their 25 million pound waterside mansion. She is said to have changed all the security codes. Collins 69 is now poised to launch a legal eviction notice against her today, having set a deadline for her to leave as of 3 p.m. last Friday. Quite extraordinarily, she is said to have married another man this August. So it was Collins, some other bloke, dating Collins again, married another guy. Here's the thing, guys. This is what we call a leech. She has no skills of her own other than not looking good and maybe having a hobby of getting light injections and plastic surgery. She has no way to make her own money. So when she starts getting a little low on cash, whatever that number may be for her, she just goes out and, I don't know, maybe flashes like she has money. Gosh knows she's got to be going with men that are in their 70s, because I don't know of guys that are any age under the age of anything that would really want to touch that. I mean, that's just me. This is just me. She may be a wonderful person. Just not for me. She tied the knot with one Thomas Bates in Las Vegas after telling Collins that she was leaving town on business. So she says she's going to just leave town on business, and then she gets hitched while she's gone. Now, the thing is, it's not like she just met this guy. Obviously, they were messaging or texting or knew each other, and she was saying stuff and flirting and all this stuff behind his back. But fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. She's reportedly asking for more money, shocking again, on top of their 2008 divorce deal before she quits the house. But pals of the drummer and singer of Collins, who is worth 130 mil, a pound, has said that he doesn't want to give her a solitary dime. Well, he already gave her 25 million pound and 130 mil he's got left. Now, again, maybe he can't spend it, and maybe he's saying, and I kind of can see where he comes from when something like this happens and a guy says, you know what, I'd rather have at least someone in my life than no one. Like, she's here, the kids are here, it can kind of feel like a home, even though I know she maybe is going out and doing crazy things and taking lots of my money. I still have plenty of money left. Maybe I just want somebody in my life that makes me feel important. But dude, come on. I mean, there's a certain point you have to realize that you just feeling good because you've got someone to hang around. She's just using you for money. I mean, you have to know that at this point. Her lawyer, Frank Macer, let me back up. She's also said to have threatened to release personal details about Collins. So now she's basically blackmailing him. Her lawyer, Frank Macer, yesterday confirmed legal action was underway. He told me, "We will deal with Mr. Collins in the courthouse, not the gossip column." Well, sure. And of course, she's going to say that he should probably pay her legal fees. And they go through here as kind of what went wrong in the relationship. I mean, let's be honest. I don't need to read all this. I'm sure you can guess. She's had multiple husbands and kids, and everybody she married had money. And I mean, you know, and Collins, I think Collins, they said in here, Collins was 44 and she was 21. When they, let's see, he had two children. It's the first marriage from his first marriage. Yeah, I think he was, I forget exactly where it says in here, but I think he was like 44 and she was 21 when they first started. So let's see if we can find a picture of her I don't know, 2000s. There we go. Here's kind of what she looked like back in the day. A lot better looking than she is now. Now, Phil was pretty heavy, apparently, after his rocking days. But I can see her at 21 being very attractive. I can see that. I can also see her being very expensive, especially with her history. But is this really what you want to kind of swing back around to? Because it's not like this anymore, I'll tell you. You know, that's a big difference. That's a lot of work, man. A lot of work. Because she doesn't have a wrinkle on her face, and she doesn't really have much of a human-sized face anymore. Because you can see her cheekbones. Like, she looks like she's had her jaw pulled out here. Well, her jaw still looks pretty wide. But, yeah, big difference, man. Big, 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 big difference between that. So, here's the thing, guys. You don't want to, you know, the human mind has a tendency to forget or repress or kind of tuck away all your bad memories of somebody. They really do. As a matter of fact, I could maybe do an interview on this a video on this sometime, but the human mind naturally suppresses bad things. That's why a lot of times people go through life doing weird things or narcissistic things or selfish things or kind of have mood swings, and they think they're fine. They think that there's nothing going on and everything's fine, but they have repressed things, maybe something that happened when they were younger or from their parents. And in a case like this, I'm sure when you have really, really good times with somebody who at the time was maybe young, maybe fun, yes, she may have liked your money, but in the same time she was 21 and physically was probably very willing and attractive and made you feel good about yourself, maybe love bombed you and kind of sucked you in a little bit. Those are the times that when things are bad, when you're in the moment of the bad, you're like, this is awful. I have to get out of this. But once you get out of it, a lot of times people will, when you start daydreaming or start thinking about the past, you'll say, oh man, I remember that good time we had here. And I remember that good time we had there. Oh, I really miss this person. Not thinking of the reason why you just left them, because they're a terrible person. And this happens. It's happened to me. I'm not completely immune to this, but as you age, usually, and as you get a little bit older and you get kind of a little bit wiser, you realize that let's face it. If somebody cheats on you, are you ever really going to trust them again? No. So can you have a relationship with this person? No. Now, if you're just friends and you really genuinely don't care if they're going out and being with other people, I've got female friends that are like that I'm still friends with, not super tight friends, but we're casual and we talk every once in a while. And they'll be explaining about their new boyfriend and about what they're up to. And I'm like, hey, that's cool. Like, there is no emotion there anymore. Then you're okay. If you're one of these guys that says, hey, I never really had emotions for her anyway. I was just dating her long term for that long term action, and we were having a good time. And you guys break up. She wants to come back, hey, as long as you're not emotionally invested, you go, hey, it's just casual and I'm going to fool around. And if she ends up cheating on me or leaving me or ending it or whatever, I'm fine with that. Hey, that's your thing. You have to assess whether you're able to do that or not. I don't know if I'd get in that far. Depends on how nuts they were. If you guys had a good relationship, but you're just going in different directions, maybe give it a shot. But if she's crazy, like this one appears to be, and does very bad decisions, and you can tell is definitely going after money, stay away. Stay away. And never go back and date. It just doesn't work. Don't go cohabitating. Don't do any of that stuff. And you guys know as well, I'm already kind of, I'm against marriage. I'm against long-term relationships. I'm against having kids, really. I mean, unless it is your, like, I must do this. Then you're going to have to find your own way to do it. Because, man, you're really, at that point, you're tying your boat to an anchor for at least 18 years if you have kids with somebody. And they turn out to be awful. And that's kind of what it sounds like. I don't remember the age of their kids. They said it in here, but I don't remember off the top of my head what the age of their kids are. But, you know, it's one of those things where I think he says, hey, I get the kids back around. She's here. It feels like a family again. I'm just looking here as I'm talking to see if I can find their ages. But, you know, he's, like I said, he's got type 2 diabetes. He's deaf in one ear from touring. He's got nerve damage incurred on an operation that left him with a condition called foot drop. It makes him difficult to stand up, much less walk. He has nerve damage in his hands, leaving him unable to play the drums. And then he started knocking him back. Yeah, they say here they met in 1994 when she was 21 and he was 44. So there you go, guys. I thought I'd let you know what happened to Phil. I thought I'd let you know another reason why you do not want to date an ex. And you definitely don't want to go back to an ex-wife and somebody that already took you for money the first time around. The odds are 100% she will do it again, especially if she's been guy-hopping for more money in between your last marriage. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. We've got the forums over there. Come join over. It's a great way to kind of stay in a little bit more on the community. I post my videos up there a couple days after I post them here, and we have forums, and we all talk about stuff. So, guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Remember, never go back to an ex unless it's purely 100% casual and you know you can keep it that way. Number two, you don't do it if she's crazy and you shouldn't get involved with her in the first place if she's crazy. And number three, another example why marriages do not work. Relationships that are long-term don't work. Keep it simple, keep it easy, and that way you'll suffer minimal loss when it inevitably ends.